This podcast is a member of the Oomph Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may oomph.
Once again, this is Tina Wells, another episode of Be Witches. Oh my God, this is gonna be exciting. And of course, I'm with my good friend. Hi, Amanda.
This is Amanda calling.
You know what? Wag na tayo magpaligoy-ligoy. I'm really excited to talk about this one. And we have a very sexy, hot guest today. And I was watching the trailer of the movie that she's like doing. You know what, guys? The hot girl that we're talking about is Miss Janelle T. Hi, Miss Janelle.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Rina and Amanda. I'm so...
You know, when I saw your face kanina, I was like, oh my God, I was just watching this girl's trailer earlier. And you did so good. I'm so impressed with all the Viva Max artists doing all of this art na... You're really doing justice with your characters, no?
Thank you.
So anyway, like, tell us about the movie. Is it a movie or a series?
This is a movie. Directed by Roman Perez Jr. It's actually my first time to play a role like this. I play the role of Yuka. She's a gender fluid, a bisexual individual who loves to cook, who's really an expert in cooking. So she came to the island, and then pagdating niya sa isla, eh, talagang lahat ng tao doon nasarapan sa putahe niya. So eventually, I get to meet Jenny, which is played by Ayana. And then of course, parang naging idolo niya ako, so tinuruan ko siya magluto. And everything else in between.
Yes. When you say gender fluid, can you like explain it? Because for sure, lalo na sa country natin, hindi nila alam yung term na to eh.
Oo. Ano siya? Gender fluid? Pwede ka sa babae, pwede ka sa lalaki. So in the film, if you've watched the trailer, diba, I had love scenes with several men. And also, we have love scenes ni Ayana, which is Yuka and Jenny. That's our characters in Putahe.
Sino yung favorite mong ka-love scene?
Wait, I would say kasi mahirap. Honestly, Ayana knows this, that it's very awkward for us. Kasi...
For the both of you and Ayana.
Yeah. Oo, pero mas in a way, mas gusto niya kasi she's been open about it. Before kasi kami nagka-girl to girl, parang she did the... girl to girl na rin with AJ Raval and I think she also did another one. So parang medyo naging sabi niya mas okay sa kanya yung babae.
Mas comfortable siya to work with.
Sa akin, sabi ko I'm comfortable because I know you. So parang I was like mas maganda na ikaw yung baga kung tayo yung pinagsama ganun. And then iba pala when you're there already, no matter how ready you are, it's different pag kilala mo yung tao. Because I'm straight, like, lalaki talaga ang gusto ko. Even the love scenes with men naman, hindi naman, never naman siya naging madali eh. Kasi you're doing it with a stranger and then you have to make the audience believe that it's true, you have the connection and all that. So, I'm both comfortable and awkward. Kasi nga, you know her and she's like my little sister and then you can kiss her, diba? So parang... It's both comfortable and awkward. I hope you got
it. Before, you worked together now with her before?
Yes, with Quincena's Katapusan. But we didn't have any ano naman there.
Any love scene.
And then prior to doing movies, we know each other already. And ganun ngayon touring namin, ate niya ako. And then she's like my younger sister. And then diba, you're gonna have a love story-ish in the movie. So, yeah.
How close is your character sa putahe sa totoong buhay mo?
Ang layo, oh my God. Super, ano din ako, both pressured and kinakabahan. Kasi ang layo niya sa akin sa totoong buhay. Lalo na nung nalaman ko na may girl to girl. Kasi there was one project that was offered already to me. Na girl to girl and then I said no kasi nga I feel like if hindi pa ako ready for a project or hindi buo yung loob ko to do a project then I would not do it na lang 'di ba if if half-hearted ka lang alanganin ka.
But you know, I gotta give it to you. I was watching the trailer kanina and how you like lahat ng ginagawa mo doon. Kasi para siyang isang girl from somewhere na sobrang sophisticated and different look. Napunta lang siya doon sa island na from somewhere. So lahat ng tao pinag, sino to? Sino tong girl na to? You know, so may mystery doon. Like, ano ba yung dadalhin mo dun sa island? Ano bang putahe yung ipapatigil mo sa
island? Yung dapat yung abangan kung bakit ako nandun sa isla, kung ano ba talaga yung parang intention ko, ba't ako nandun? Kasi yun din yung nagustuhan ko when I got the script, when it was, when the project was presented to me. Sabi ko, ang ganda ng story, kumbaga kinabahan ako, oo, parang natakot ako kasi nga ang layo niya sa kung sino ako. But I know it will challenge my acting ability. So sabi ko, okay, game. Kahit natakot ako, kakayanin ko to. And of course, yun nga, nalaman ko na girl to girl din si Ayana. Sabi ko, it will help kasi magkakilala na kami.
You started as a TV host and then you become like a beauty queen. And now you're a sexy star. Like, how is this transition? Paano mo siya na-transition and paano mo prepare yung sarili mo from beauty queen to sexy star? Alam mo yun?
Ang hirap niya, sa totoo lang. Kasi from being, di ba, parang wholesome, and then now you're doing sexy. But yun nga, I've said this already, na parang I wanna really focus on being an actress for most especially this year. And medyo, I already did acting before, pero like, hindi ganito ka talagang into it.
Intense.
Na talagang gusto ko na maging full-blown actress. Kumbaga, nahirapan kasi ako in terms of the roles that I get. Kumbaga, lagi lang akong boss, kailangan formal, kailangan maganda. Parang laging ganun yung nabibigay. And then parang since alam nila beauty queen ako, parang hindi pwedeng mag-sexy yan, hindi pwedeng mag-ano yan kasi nga beauty queen.
It's like you got limited roles because of who you were portraying before.
There's nothing wrong naman. Pinaghirapan ko rin naman yung beauty queen ko. It's just that what people don't really know, being a beauty queen, you're just as good during your reign. And then after that, you're done. You have to easily know when to let go and move on from your reign. Kasi after your reign, papalitan ka na, may bago na namang bagong queen and all that. So you have to either, hindi naman lahat kasi gusto din mag-showbiz. So yung ibang beauty queen, nag-aasawa na lang after. And then yung ibang beauty queen, gusto nilang mag-business, mag-ibang bansa, gusto nila bumalik sa work nila as a teacher, as a physicist. Depende yun sa kung anong path ang gusto nyo. So sa akin, it's really, ever since gusto ko talaga maging artista. So yun yung challenge sa akin na medyo kailangan natin i-break yung...
I-consider ngayon. Nandito ka na sa path na to. Are you ready to do like more of this kind of movies? Like, are you confident na parang eto na to, this is my craft, I'm gonna like parang, you know, play this and give you the role that what I need to role, diba? I need to play.
As in, super ready na. Kasi, yun nga, when I turned down that project, after that, inintindi ko, ano ba yung acting? Kasi, andito ako, pero like, lagi ba akong matatakot whenever a certain role or character is presented to me na hindi ako comfortable to do. So, talagang pinanood ko sila Angelina Jolie, how they started also. Diba, she also did a lot of lesbian films and she did a lot of sexy roles as well. Na talagang they bared it pero we never saw them as parang, I don't know how we perceive it here in the Philippines. But like sa atin, pag nakita natin sila, ay, napakagaling nilang actress, even though we saw something, diba? So parang, I hope that's what the people will also see here in the Philippines na where we're doing our craft the best that we could, na hindi porket naghubad, bold star, or whatever na yung tawag, na sana mas, yun nga, ito din yung ano ko, na I don't wanna just do sexy films just for the sake of doing it and showing whatever it is, but gusto ko mahasa yung pag-arte ko.
I have so much respect sa mga actress na nagpapakita ng mga boobs, ng katawan. It takes guts, it takes confidence, and belief sa sarili mo para magawa mo yun. Actually, gusto ko nga maganon, di pa rin ako nade-discover ni Viva.
Dream lang ni Amanda. Dream ni Amanda lahat ng ginagawa niyo.
It takes a lot of tapang actually, most especially sa akin, like yung mga friends ko, kilala akong, like, syempre, nag-swimsuit competition kami, pero iba yung talagang you're doing love scenes, iba naman yung naka-aura ka lang kaysa yung you're doing, like,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Whatever. So, kailangan talaga siya ng tapang and malalim na pag-intindi sa craft. Kasi if you're just gonna do it na para ano, parang it would just be momentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Janelle, may na-date ka na ba na naka-sexting mo?
Wala. I don't know. Ever since then, hindi ako na-attract sa co-worker ko. Kahit sa hosting, dun nga, marami din ako na-meet.
Kasi pag work mode ka lang talaga.
I don't know. Yeah, it's
that's
all
very, very professional.
Lahat ng naging boyfriend ko is iba yung profession. Hindi siya into showbiz or anything na nandito.
Kumbaga, hindi tayo office slot, no?
I can be if I want to.
Depende siguro. Depende yon sa kung talaga
kung may bet ka, diba?
Kung bet nyo talaga, diba? Pero so far, sa experience ko, wala akong naka-love scene ko.
Pero, so, like,
may dinidate ka, diba sabi mo, anlayo ng personality mo sa totoong buhay sa character mo dito. Pag may dinedate ka, nagre-reklamo ba sila? Okay lang sa'yo panoorin nila yung mga sex scene mo? Anong ginagawa mo? Anong nag-reaction mo pag gano'n?
Well, so far naman, kakasimula ko lang kasi na magpa-sexy. And then, hindi rin ako masyadong maldita ako sa lalaki. So, ang layo nga. Ay, kung bet ko, syempre, di ba iba na yun? Pero pag talagang yung kadate or whatever, na parang non-negotiable sa akin yung ano, yung hindi supportive. Actually,
Actually,
all my ex-boyfriends, hindi sila supportive sa ginagawa ko before, which is very wholesome, ha, na host ako, nag-beauty queen. So, parang they wanted me to be, ano, ayaw nila na
less
sa life.
That. They want you to be less life that.
Life, parang ganon. Okay. So, much more ngayon na nagpapasexy ako, di syempre, di ba kailangan, ano, hindi, alam mo yun, gusto ko ng supportive. Ayokong pipigilan.
Yeah.
Kasi kahit ano pa yung ginagawa mo, kung supportive yung lalaki, supportive yan. Tinan mo, nag-host ka dati, wholesome, hindi pa rin supportive. So, kung yung lalaki supportive siya, kahit ano yung ginagawa mo, isusupport niya yan. So, it's very important na gawin natin yung gusto natin. Kasi the right man will be supportive of us, kahit ano pang ginagawa natin.
That's correct. You know, then the next thing that I want to ask Janelle, like when you were growing up, syempre like the first work na maginawa mo, host, beauty queen, very wholesome, very like, you know, sophisticated and all that jazz. When you were growing up, were you like the mahinhin type, yung parang good girl lang, or you were like the rebellious, makulit, or like not
girl?
Good girl ka talaga ever since.
Maybe ano ako, masunurin sa magulang, ganyan. But in terms of my dreams, kasi my family, especially my mom, hindi siya yung typical mom na yung tinutulak yung anak niya. Ano, join ka ng pageant, anak, hindi siya ganon. Na anak, ang ganda-ganda mo. She would be the first one to tell me na, kaya mo ba? Parang hindi mo naman kaya eh. I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, I'm not parang inaano.
Kumbaga parang sinisecure, inaalam lang niya if you really can do it, and then that's when she's gonna support.
She's just the kind of mom who's so protective na pinipigilan na niya yung heartbreak mo kasi feeling niya you won't make it and all. So parang that became my motivation or driving force na hindi, kaya ko. So lahat ng sinalihan kong contest, lahat ng tinahak kong like being a host, being a beauty queen, lahat yun was my own decision because I wanna make it happen. And then, yung mom ko lang yung parang laging takot na parang so masyado atang mataas yung ano, gusto mo, ganun-ganun. So parang in a way, naging ano ko nga siya, parang driving force na kaya ko. Pero I did not like, tulad ng mga ibang girls na, di ba, parang yung nanay talaga nila yung
nagpo-push.
Yung ka dyan, anak, kaya mo yan.
Alam niyo, yung mga girls na gumagawa ng mga jobs na katulad nung sa atin, talks about sex, does sexy scenes, does beauty pageant. Tayo yung mga bitch, babe in total control of herself. True. Hindi tayo mga basic bitches, hindi tayo plain Jane na nag-teacher lang tayo. Kung mag-teacher man tayo, meron pa rin tayong naughty side na, di ba, ginagawa pa rin natin yung gusto natin.
Yeah. So you were like, ikaw yung parang good girl. So ikaw yung good girl. So paano nag So when did your personality like parang ano, parang changes na parang wait lang, I think I'm a sexual being and I know I'm sexy. Kailan? Or don't tell me until ngayon hindi ka, you're still like mahinhin or whatnot.
I'm both, kasi I'm an ambivert, so it's both.
I'm an ambivert too.
I enjoy my time on my own, quality time on my own. I also enjoy being a social butterfly. So it's both. Parang meron pa rin akong side na mahinhin, pero may side din ako na outrageous and all that. So yun, yeah. Ako.
It's good. Actually, mas authentic yung mga taong ganun, yung well-rounded, yung in touch tayo with both our good side and our dark side. Mas well-rounded yun. The most attractive people are yung mga multidimensional people na, alam mo yun, well-rounded. Hindi boring na one-sided lang, puro mabait lang, napaka-predictable, wala ka nang na-expect sa kanya kung hindi mabait siya all the time, di ba? So,
at saka yung sa type ni ano ni Janelle na parang she's very like mahinhin, she's very good, but for sure she has like mga alam mo, secret ano putahe, may mga secret putahe yan. So I want to know, like, when you meet someone, how do you actually portray yourself? Are you the goody good Janelle or the ano, the putahe Janelle?
Depende. Parang goody good at first because respect is so important to me. Like, especially now that I'm doing sexy films, so for sure, yung mga lalaki dyan ang tingin sa akin, eh, pang-anuhan lang. So medyo, ano ako dun sa respect. Na if the guy respects me and then we have that connection, and then after na lang yung mga...
Correct. Actually, a guy na super secure sa sarili niya, to date girls like us, it takes a guy na super secure sa sarili niya to date girls like us and still feel safe and still feel secure. Kasi nung kailan, di ba, Tina, may pinuntahan kaming office, yung guy, parang sinasabi niya na, ayaw daw, yung mga guys, sinasabi nila, ayaw nila na sexy yung girlfriend nila, parang they represent them, ayaw nila na sex symbol, ganun-ganun. So, dinadepend ko naman na, sexual expression does not necessarily mean sexual availability, di ba? Hindi porket sexy yung damit mo, sexually available ka na to just anyone. Sexy ng damit ko pero 9.5 months na akong walang sex.
Oh. Yeah.
Diba? Kung secure ka sa sarili mong lalaki ka, kahit anong suot ko, masisecure ka pa rin sa sarili mo, di ba? Hindi nakadepende sa suot ko yung security and safety mo kung secure kang lalaki.
But then again, my contra with that is men are different. Men who's in the business, in a corporate, and all that jazz, they want someone who's in their level and who's like, you know, who can represent them. What if I'm dating Christian Grey, who's always in a suit and business meeting, and I turn up in his office with like wearing a bikini and a lace? Diba? It always depends. Like, we cannot judge those men also. Because personally, me, I don't want my guy posting sexy stuff and like, you know, trying to be a hoe online. I want him to be a hoe in bed in my room. So like,
parang wala akong judgment. Kahit mag-wear siya ng towel sa online, wala akong judgment. As long as he's not exposing me to STDs, not fucking around. Wala akong judgment how he wants to express himself. Si Elon Musk nga, billionaire. Genoa yung singer na sexy, si Grimes. Oh. So it's still up to the security level ng lalaki.
And also the
masculinity, yung dinedepend nila yung security and safety nila sa suot ng babaeng kasama nila. That's fragile masculinity.
Yeah, that's true also. And also, maybe that's not their point. Maybe they don't really just want ganun. Diba? Maybe it's not because their masculinity is fragile. Maybe because they just want to go out with someone na ibang level. You know, like, it's different. That's why you find your own frequency and you date that frequency.
Yeah, exactly.
Diba? Exactly. Like, for example, me, I'm very sexual. I love sex. I love sucking dick, like, to the core. But you will never see me online saying it, doing it, or like at least putting it out there. Where do I put it? In our freaking podcast. Diba? So it's always like the level of where you're gonna put your craft, where how are you gonna justify your craft? Because we live in a world where even if us three, we don't judge anyone, all of these bitches around us are judging everyone. So like parang, you know, we just have to show them na parang judgment and stereotype is so behind. That's so 90s. We live in the future now. Like, be open, be like, you know, diverse, explore your sexuality. What do you call this? Be in tune with yourself and do what resonates with you.
Yes. Yeah. Basta ako, ang mindset ko lagi, I am the prize. So kung yung lalaki nag-iinarte dahil sa suot ko, he's not the man for me. He's not the right
exactly.
man for me.
Exactly. Diba? Alam mo kung sino yung man na para sa'yo, na bagay sa'yo. Parang mga Dan Belizan. Dan Beliz. Yung mga man na parang, yung gigil na gigil talaga sa mga, di ba?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway.
Ano ka ng ganun, babaero yun eh.
Kada maraming girls. Parang one of the girls ka lang.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask naman, like, you two girls, when the first time you meet someone, how do you show up? How do you, like, are you flirty? Are you, like, mahinhin? Are you, pinapakita nyo ba agad na parang, okay, this is what I want and don't fuck with me if I don't get that? Like, how do you do it?
Ako, I'm very friendly naman. Like, I really engage in a good conversation. Then from there, I gauge the guy. If mababaw lang yung conversation namin and wala talaga ako mapiga sa utak nung guy. Kasi I love intellectual conversations. Parang kung wala talaga at super babaw lang, dun na ako nagsistart na lumabas yung taray side ko na parang I'm wasting my time.
Kasi parang ano, what do you call that? Surface level.
Correct. Waste time, waste ng makeup, waste ng plancha ng dami.
Time pa lang, I have a lot of better things to do than just talk to you, diba? So, ganun. Kaya I really always get the impression na mataray ako. Kasi I start off with very, I'm just silent. And then, yun nga, if hindi siya magsa-start ng, diba may mga guys na ganun na hindi nila kayang magsimula ng conversation. So, I start. And then from there, nag-effort na ako lahat to make the conversation, to spice it up. Tapos wala. So, parang okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ikaw, Amanda. Like when you first meet someone, no?
Authentic lang ako. Kung anong feel ko in the moment, yun lang ako. I don't pretend. I don't pretend
you know,
to be
I always feel like that. Like, that's, I'm really impressed na ganun ka because whoever is in front of you, you just, like, it's your truth. Like,
yeah,
like with me too.
I'm just myself.
Yeah, like with me too. Yeah, same thing. I just show them, like, who I am and most of the time, I'm a little bit of a bitch. So whoever can actually manage that thing, good job to you, guy. Like, parang, come on. So, like, parang, just show who you really are and let's see how they're gonna, like, process that, diba?
See how they're gonna show up despite, diba? So, kasi, yeah. You can't do the wrong things and you can't say the wrong things to the right man. And kahit sabihin mo lahat ng tama, gawin mo lahat ng tama, if it's not the right man, you're never gonna be enough. You know, kahit tumambling ka sa date niya, kahit ipagpito mo siya sa diamond oil ng Y10, pag hindi siya yung right man for you, kahit anong gawin mo, hindi talaga. Pag yung heart ng guy, hindi nagbe-beat for you, hindi, wala talaga. Ganun. Pero kahit mahirap ka, wala kang pinag-aralan, wala kang retoke, pag yung heart ng guy nagbe-beat for you, ipupursue ka niyan kung matapang na enough siya to pursue what his heart desires.
That's 100%. So, my next question for you girls, though, do you think men are more attracted to those girls na parang sweet, mahinhin, or those girls na parang savage, wild, like, let's get it on. Like, sino doon yung tingin nyo na mas nakukuha ng attention ng guys?
Ako, depende sa guy. Diba?
Yeah, depende sa guy, yeah.
Depende sa type nila.
Yeah, depende sa type nila. Depende kung kanino sila nagre-resonate with. May mga lalaki gusto ng mahinhin because that's what makes them feel secure. Deep down, men wants to feel safe and secure. Some men, they feel secure pag mahinhin yung babae. Some men, they feel secure pag loud and savage yung babae. I don't know.
I was maybe, gonna say that.
Maybe yung mom nila, loud and savage and dominant. So they feel safe pag meron silang babae na loud and savage and dominant. May mga lalaki naman na yung mom nila siguro, mahinhin. Nakita nila pa, mahinhin yung mom nila sa dad nila. So they feel safe pag yung babae mahinhin din. Kasi yun yung idea nila ng dapat babae ganito. Pero may iba naman, opposite attract. Pag dominant yung mom nila, gusto nila ng mahinhin na babae. Pag mahinhin mom nila, gusto nila ng dominant na na babae. So, depende sa topak ng lalaki rin.
Yeah, that's true. It depends also, like, yun nga, the energy, kung click talaga yung energy nyo. Like, for example,
yeah. Sometimes depende rin sa destiny talaga eh. May mga tao talagang destined for each other na kahit anong gawin mo, talagang meant to be maging together sila. May mga ganun talaga. Kaya huwag tayong mawala ng pag-asa kasi yung right man for us, sinisik din tayo. Whatever we're seeking is also seeking us. Alam mo yun, yung right man for us talaga yung titibok yung heart natin for. Yung heart nila sa atin lang din titibok. So walang makakaagaw nun.
But how about you, Janelle? Are you attracted more sa ano sa mga reserved na guys or yung mga guys na medyo may pagka dominant, may pagka bad boy?
Reserved. Para ayoko masyado yung bad boy para. Mm-hmm. Ayoko yung ako yung parang maging nanay sa iyo na. Mm-hmm. Ano yun? So,
how about you, Amanda?
Yung ipa-project mo pa siya, 'di ba? Ako gusto ko ng balance na lalaki. Dominant siya sa mga things na right, magaling yung self-leadership niya, nililead niya ako properly, I can submit to him kasi dominant siya sa mga tamang bagay. Pero, he's gentle din sa mga moments na kailangan niya maging gentle sa akin. So, balance. I want a balanced man. My dominant side, my soft side. In touch siya both sa dominant side niya and sa soft side niya. Of course, in bed, gusto ko dominant siya.
So, with me naman, because I have a very strong personality. As what I said earlier, I'm like a little bit of a bitch. Like, I really know what I want and I'm not scared to say or whatever. So I need actually someone who's stronger than me because I will never listen to men. So I need someone who can make me listen. So I need that. So it all goes down again sa pinag-uusapan natin kanina. That depende kung yung energy level natin, yung frequency natin to the other person. Kung magki-click, 'di ba? So ako, magki-click lang sa akin someone who's stronger than me. Someone who's more dominant than me. Alam mo 'yon? Kasi nga if he's not, he's gonna bore me. I'm not gonna get anything out from that relationship and baka i-bully ko lang siya because I'm a bully. So I need someone to actually make me shut up. You know?
Okay, girl. Ano pipiliin niyo? Big dick pero mahirap o mayaman pero small dick?
Ano yun? Big dick pero mahirap.
Oo, big dick na mahirap pero or mayaman na small dick. Ano? Kung ano ang naisip.
Kailangan ba ng choices?
Oo.
Sana mayaman at saka big dick na lang.
Diba?
wala eh. Mahirap ang mundo eh.
It's like you're asking if size matters.
Hindi. Yun yung tanong ko. Big dick na mahirap o mayaman na small dick? Anong, gusto ko malaman yung priority.
Kung lang sa performance, kung magaling si guy, di ba?
So, and, ano? So, maliit na.
Sa akin yung mayaman, yung may future naman tayo. Huwag naman yung type.
Exactly.
Yung mayaman na maliit.
Okay lang sa akin yung small dick kasi I know men can like, you know, work it out. And at least, I'll have a small dick in Paris.
Correct.
Yeah, I can travel anywhere.
Correct. Then have a big dick sa Smoky Mountain.
Okay, next question though for you girls. How about in bed? Are you, ikaw, Janelle, are you a submissive type or you're the dominant type?
I think I'm both. Parang it gets boring kasi if you're always submissive, diba? It gets boring also if yung guy lang ila in dominant. So I want every moment to be yung dalawa kami nag-enjoy. So we both work it out.
So you're a switch. Both of your switch. That's healthy. How about you, Amands?
Both then pero mas submissive ako in bed most of the time. So mas gusto ko mas dominant yung lalaki.
Very feminine ka rin naman eh. Kaya, diba?
Actually, yung personality ko, dominant sa maraming bagay. Pero pagdating sa bed, gusto ko nagsasubmit ako eh. Gusto ko mas dominant yung lalaki. Parang ma-feel ko naman na babae ako at lalaki siya.
Same. So like, yeah. I'm very submissive and I am actually a sub to my man. So I'm like, that's the best dynamic ever that I ever had in my sex life. Because as I said nga kanina, because I'm bossy outside with my work, I'm bossy. I tell people what to do. I tell people where to go and shit like that. So I want someone to like manhandle me to feel at least like parang okay I'm or whatever. Girl. Like a girl, like oh, sige na nga, bato mo ako, okay lang, whatever. and like the dominant guy that I'll be dating or I'm dating is ano siya, gusto ko yung pagiging dominant niya, yung pagiging alpha niya is very balanced and he knows how. Because to be honest, girls, being submissive is not just being submissive. You have to be the right dominant for this woman to submit to you because being submissive is a power. As women, we're giving them the power na magsisubmit tayo sa kanila so they shouldn't fuck it up. Hindi nila yeah. pwedeng use that take advantage of that because being submissive is a power given to you. So take care of that.
They should handle it with responsibility na nag-ine-entrust natin yung submission natin sa nila. Dapat responsible sila for it. They cannot lead us astray. Mamaya, nagsasubmit tayo sa kanila tapos yung pala gusto nila maging karnaper, maging kidnapper, ano yun, di ba? Kawawa naman tayo pag nag-submit tayo dun sa ganong klaseng toxic leadership. Toxic masculine leadership, di ba?
So, what do you prefer though in bed, Janelle? Like, vanilla or like kinky? Yung parang soft or rough?
Gentle. Ayoko ng rough.
Okay.
Oh, parang...
Ayaw mo na. Akala mo, na-try mo na ba?
Oo, ayoko. Parang hindi siya, I don't know how to put it. Parang hindi siya nakaka... Yun nga, tulad na sinabi niyo, parang gusto natin maramdamang babae din tayo. So para feeling ko pag ganun, parang hindi nakaka-bae na. I don't know, basta hindi ko siya
bet. You're very girly of it. Yeah.
Gusto ko rin yung gentle, pero gusto ko rin yung rough pag may enough lubrication. Pag may enough lubrication, gusto ko yung rough.
How about it's gentle first sa start, diba? Foreplay, gentle, like puro love, whatever. Tapos pa-intense ng pa-intense.
Oh, yeah,
oh, that's how I want it. Kasi ako naman, personality ko, gusto ko pa yung gigigilan ako. Yung mga tipong nandidilim na yung paningin niya kasi hot na siya sa akin. Yung mga ganon. Gusto ko yung gigil siya na, I love you, ganon.
Gusto mo yung nagdidilim na rin paningin mo kasi wala ka ng oxygen sa utak.
Diba? Nagdidilim paningin ko kasi choke na ako. So anyway, would you rather make love or would you rather fuck?
Make love.
How about you, Amanda?
I wanna make love to the right man and I wanna fuck the wrong man.
Para ma-enjoy mo din.
Well, I wanna make love with my man and then fuck him when he's being so disobedient.
Uy, pase!
Punishment!
Pase, answer!
Diba?
Yan ang hirap pag may boyfriend, pag may dinidate eh.
Hindi makasingit. Pero, you know what? I used to call it fucking. Like parang, let's go fuck. Let's have sex. Let's have the... And he's the one who actually said, now, why do you keep saying that? We're making love. We're already in love. Stop calling it fucking in sex. I was like, okay, daddy.
I'm cute.
Okay, so the movie, yung movie na ginagawa mo, Janelle, as I said nga kanina, I love the trailer. And
Thank you. This
is one of the trailers ng Viva Max na nag-gets ko yung story. So, ang galing. Just putting out there, you know. You really did a good job with this one.
Thank you for so much in advance.
Thank you, Janelle. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And this is such a fun recording that we did. So, guys, once again, wait, Amanda, do you have anything else to say?
Thank you, Janelle, for being on our show. It was really nice meeting you. And more power to your career. And follow us on our Instagram. Please follow us on our Instagram and TikTok. It's b.witchesph. And our Facebook is bwitches. And we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's bwitches. And soon we're going to be on YouTube. May joke na you have a face for a radio host. Ganon, di ba? Pero pag sinabi you have a face for a radio host, ibig sabihin ang pangit mo. Maganda ng boses mo. So, this time, hindi na kami magiging pang podcast lang. May YouTube na rin. Makikita nyo na yung mga sino ba itong mga
extremity
na nagsasalita na boses na to.
Right? Yeah, thank you for that. And also, yes, guys, please follow us and check out all of our other videos. It's really nice. And thank you, Viva, for doing all the work for us. And yes, we're not promoting anything. We're not condoning anything. We just want people to actually explore, know themselves. Whatever resonates with you, go with it. What doesn't, just leave it. You know, love your craft, love whatever. So just be yourself. Yun lang yun. Just be yourself. Like Janelle here, from beauty queen to host to whatever. Now she's doing different things because, you know, that's where she's comfortable now, and that's where her craft took her. So anyway, guys, it's me again, Tina Wells, and what a good podcast this is. And yeah, follow us, and thank you for having us, and thank you for listening. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you. More power.